Shalom, this is Billy Brim coming to you with the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast from my office today here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I shared with you a dream that I had yesterday in which the Lord showed me the power of speaking in tongues. And I want to spend a couple of weeks with you going over the power of the spoken word, period, in our mouths, whether it be our native tongue, a language we've learned, or unknown tongues, words that we receive by the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, we looked at onkelos. Now, what is onkelos? He is a man who translated more than 2,000, well, I'm not sure exactly how many years ago, not more than 2,000, no. But he did translate the Hebrew Bible into the Aramaic version. Every rabbinically approved Hebrew Bible has the original Hebrew, and then it has onkelos to the side of it. And they suggest that you read the Hebrew Bible twice and then onkelos once, because onkelos put it into the language of the people. The language of the people during the time of Jesus, and this was after the time of Jesus that he translated it. The onkelos translation is Aramaic, like in the movie The Passion. You know, they had his words under there. The captions were in Aramaic. It was the language of the day. And so the rabbis trusted the onkelos translation in getting it into a language that people could understand. Genesis 2:7 says, now I'm reading you King James, "The Lord God created Adam from the dust of the earth. He blew into his nostrils the breath of life." And man became, that is not the King James. Let me read you the King James. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. "The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Now here's onkelos. "And man became a speaking spirit with both the," as is pointed out in the Hebrew Chumash, I think you need this stone edition of the Chumash. It's the first five, you might need it if you're the studious type. It's the first five books of the law, the Moses, we call it Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. And these are, Numbers, Deuteronomy, these are the books of the Torah. If you count in Hebrew, Hach, Shtaim, Shalosh, Arba, Chamesh. Chamesh is five. So this book is the Chumash. It is the five books, the first five books, the Torah. And in the Torah, just after it gives us this that he translated, it says in the Chumash notes at the bottom, "This soul made man a living being, which onkelos defines as a speaking spirit. Accordingly, the life that is unique to man and which only God could blow into him is the rational soul that includes the power of intelligent speech. This is what elevates a human above animal life, the ability, and therefore the responsibility, to use his intelligence in God's service." And so we see, "And man became a speaking spirit." Now, you were given a gift by God. You were given something, your mind, and it can produce words out your mouth. Jesus said, Matthew 12:37, "By your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Words have power, creative power. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. God created his world with words. Genesis 1 gives us the pattern, "And God said, and God said, and God said." Then we, in the image of God, became speaking spirits, and we can create our world through words. God created his world with words. Man is to create his world with words. And in fact, we do it, positive or negative. Mark 11:23 says, "We have what we say." So you have spoken into your own life. You have what you are today. You've spoken to your life and into being yesterday. Now, There is a Hebrew word for word that fascinates me. And the word is, if you were writing it, it would look like D as in David, V as in Victor, R as in rush. Now, D, V, R. The word is pronounced devar. It is the Hebrew word for word. You can look it up in the Strong's translation, and you will see that it is number 1697 in the Greek dictionary at the back of Strong's. 1697, according to Strong's, means a word or a thing or a matter. Now, I've been thinking about this a long, long time. I have been thinking about the fact that the Bible, well, you could think of it like this. A word can become a thing. A word, devar, can become a thing, devar. In fact, they are exactly the same word. They look exactly the same. There are scriptures in the Bible where if you have a King James Bible, it may translate the word word. But if you look over in the center reference column, it says this could be thing or it could be matter. So I've been thinking about it a long time, thinking about this word, and I thought, words become things, and God showed us in the Hebrew, which is the word, the creative language that he used, that actually they are the same word. Now, I was preparing to teach on this, a few weeks back, and I thought, I think I'm going to look up the root word, because the root word of every Hebrew word is very important. You can always see the root word in the word. Now, the root word, if you knew Hebrew, it would look exactly the same. It would be D-V-R, but it would be pronounced just a little differently. And the root word in the Strong's concordance is number 1696. The root word means, it is a primary word, root word, which means to arrange, to arrange. And it is used figuratively of words to speak. In other words, you arrange your words into things or matters. When you speak your words, which have creative power, you arrange matters in your home. You arrange the atmosphere in your home. Your home can be one filled with fussing and fighting and mama speaking terrible to daddy and daddy cussing out the kids, and your home then will have a terrible atmosphere in it. Or you can be a family who puts the word of God first and speaks the word in their home, the word over their children, the word of love, and they create the matters, the atmosphere of their homes. The words, our words, become things. Charles Capps wrote a book some years back, The Tongue, A Creative Force. My mother edited that book, and I think you would enjoy it. There's another book that Kenneth Hagin wrote, a little mini book, and I think I had something to do with this when I was his, it was copyrighted in 1979. I worked for him through 1980 as editor of publications. I give this book to my children, my grandchildren. Pass it out. This book is called Words. It's a mini book, and we're going to send it to you this week free if you want it. Now, beginning with the first chapter, Kenneth Hagin. I'm just reading what he said. Jesus himself said, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." When I was meditating on this subject, one word from this text kept going over and over in my spirit. And that was the word words. Something on the inside of me seemed to impress me to teach on words. Words are more important than a lot of people realize. Words make us or break us. Words heal us or make us sick. According to the Bible, words destroy us or make us full of life, happiness, and health. Our words, the words we spoke yesterday, made life what it is today. That agrees with what Jesus said in Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You could read that like this. He shall have whatsoever the words he speaks. And in fact, it is a Bible truth that we do have the words that we speak. Children are a product of words. Words heal us or make us sick. Words bless us or curse us. The words that I hear in the morning will linger with me all through the day. How little wives may realize that a bitter, stinging word in the morning will rob a husband of efficiency the whole day long. But a loving, tender, beautiful word, a prayer word, will fill him with music and will lead him into victory. The same way with parents and children and husbands to wives. Learn to make words work for you. Learn to fill words with power that cannot be resisted. The way you fill words with power that cannot be resisted is to fill words with love and faith. Spiritual things are created by words. Even natural physical things are created by words. I've just read you from Kenneth Hagin's little mini book, Words. We will send that to you free if you just call us, 1-800-972-3447, or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We would appreciate an offering. You can give online. You can send an offering with your request, or just write us and send us an offering, especially for the radio. We want to invite you to two events that are coming up. I'm going to be teaching on the Glorious Church and the book of Ephesians and the Glorious Church in a special school of eschatology. This year we're having it in Osage Beach, Missouri, at Pastors Larry and Loretta Ollison's church. You can phone us and register. We're asking for a registration. It's free, but we'd like to know you're coming. Again, at 1-800-972-3447. And be sure to register your young people, your youth group, with us for the youth rally that's going to be starting July 28th in Branson, Missouri, using all the wonderful facilities of Silver Dollar City. I'm one of the speakers. My son, Chip Brim, hosts it. Steve Munns will be with us, Dominique Woods, and lots of other things will be happening. Your young people will come home having really heard the good, good word. And so we invite you to register for that at 1-800. No, I think they're asking for you to call 417-336-4887. For the youth rally, call 1-417-336-4877. On any of these calls, you can request Kenneth Hagin's mini book on words. Free. We'll send you one copy free. You will enjoy it, and you will enjoy creating your world with words as your father did his. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until next time.